We are on Sadi Hey Amud Beis at the two dots. So the Mishnah had originally said, we told our original Mishnah, which was on Sadi Dalam and Aleph, on Sadi Dalam Beis, where it was talking about the case of the woman whose husband goes, man whose wife goes to Medina Sayyam, and then he decides to marry her sister when he hears that she dies, and he decides to marry her. To marry the sister, and then it turns out that the wife was still alive, and the fact that he's allowed to go back to his original wife, and then that same Mishnah talks about actually talks about that same case twice. Just the only difference in the case was when does he find out? Does he find out that she's still alive the whole time? Or he found that she was still alive when he married the sister. So it's just a question of which children are Mamzerim or not, etc. But then the Mishnah ends with a cryptic phrase. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kosha Posa Yadei Acherim Posa Yadei Atzmo V'Kosha Ein Posa Yadei Acherim Eino Posa Yadei Atzmo. Right? Something to do with the fact that Rabbi Yossi clearly is arguing, right, with what the Tanakhama said. And he makes the statement that anybody who is Posel sounds like by way of others. You're going to see that's probably not the way to translate it. More like the one who passels others, passels himself. That's probably going to be probably the better translation. But it's not clear what he's referring to, right? That one who passels others passels himself, and one who doesn't passel others doesn't passel himself. So the Gemara is going to now ask the question of what was Rabbi Yossi talking about? What's he referring to? What cases are he referring to? And in what way is he arguing with the Tanakhama? So says the Gemara, "My ka'amar Rabbi Yossi." What was Rabbi Yossi referring to? So ilema de ka'amar Tanakama de azal. You want to say he was talking about what the Tanakama was talking about? De azal ishto v'gi salim din asiyam. Right. The case is right. And we had clarified that even in our Gemara that it's not just that the wife goes away, right, but the wife and the brother-in-law go away, right? So that they think they both die, and then he goes and he marries his sister-in-law. So, and when it turns out that they're both alive, it's not just that he can now go back to his wife, right? But that the sister-in-law, right, is going to be forbidden to her husband, right? So assuming that's the case, so now we understand himself and others in theory, right? So, like, let's just keep that in mind as we're talking, is that posa idei atzmo, posa idei acherim, l'chora, for a lot of this conversation, could be, at least at this stage in the Gemara, the fact that he'll do an action, right, which will allow him to marry his wife again, take his wife back, right? So he's not posel as asmo. Nevertheless, posel idei acherim, in the sense that the sister-in-law and the brother-in-law are forbidden to each other, right? So says the Gemara like this: Ile mit de kama Tanakama. If he's referring to the case of the Tanakama, the azal ishto v'gi salim din sayam, right? The case where his wife and his brother-in-law went on a trip, and the assumption is he was told they passed away, and then. And he marries his sister-in-law because of that, and finds out, yikes, turns out it wasn't true, right? And Eish is Giso Asira, V'ishto Shaya, right? What would happen in that scenario? So his brother-in-law's wife, right, became forbidden to the brother-in-law at that point, right? V'ishto Shaya, right? But his wife is permitted to him, right? He can marry his wife, take his wife back, but the brother-in-law cannot take his wife back, right? And so maybe that's the case. V'ka Amalei Rabbi Yossi, right, and Rabbi Yossi is now speaking up and saying, "Wait a second, that doesn't make sense." Ki heichi de ishto sharya, eishes giso nami sharya. And maybe Rabbi Yossi is saying, "What do you mean?" Right, the fact that there's an experience that there should be parallelism here. Right, we've seen this kind of question before. There should be a parallelism in the cases. Right, and that just like his wife is permitted to him, so his brother-in-law's wife should also be permitted to her. The cases should be the same. The halacha should be the same in both cases, right? And that would be what Rabbi Yossi is saying, right? Koshe, basically, you read it as, Eino posa adei acherim, or Eino posa atzma, Eino posa adei acherim. So if you want to say that's the case, says the Gemara, well, then the language of Yossi doesn't make sense. I hachi, koshe in posa adei acherim, Eino posa adei atzmo, that's the language? No. Koshe in posa adei atzmo, Eino posa adei acherim, right? And the point being, if you want to explain the case as this case, then the point is that what Rabbi Yossi is arguing is that kol she'ein posel idei atzmo. That's the first point, right? Since his wife is not forbidden to him, right? So then his brother-in-law's wife shouldn't be forbidden to him either, right? So that if that's the argument, it should be kol she'ein posel idei atzmo, ein posel idei acherim. That's not what Rabbi Yossi says. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, you know, kosher, he says the opposite order, right? Right? Which isn't impossible, right, to say that the pshat, but it doesn't really make sense, right? If that's the case that you're referring to. So therefore, that, you know, presumably at this point, the Gemara says, that can't be the case that Rabbi Yossi was referring to. Okay. Ve'ela, so fine. So maybe we'll say it's not talking about the permission. It's not that Rabbi Yossi is arguing that just like, you know, the original guy, his wife is permitted to him, so to the brother-in-law's wife should be permitted to him, make the opposite. Just like the other person's wife is forbidden to him, right? Like the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law are forbidden to each other, so he and his wife should also be forbidden to them. Make a yachumra. Right? So ve'ela ki'eche de'ish es giso asira, ish tonami asira. Right? So, oh, so that's gonna, you know, because now we're going ayde echerim. Whatever the halacha is by echerim will be la halacha by atzmo. Right? Now that makes more sense with the language Rabbi Yossi said. So hatenach kosher posel, kosher eno posel ma'avidite. Okay. They said, that's fine, but there's only problem. The only one problem is it's not going in both directions. Right? All you're saying is you're explaining why the case to be machmir is Rabbi Yossi. But how do you explain the case where he says kosher eno posel, right? So you can this scenario, this case isn't going to explain why to be what case you're being machmir on. You're being makel on. You only have a case for Rabbi Yossi to be machmir to say kosher posel, you know, ayde achayim posel ayde atzmo. But you can't explain the flip side of Rabbi Yossi, which was kosher eno posel ayde achayim eno posel ayde atzmo. So that's not going to. So that won't explain it for us either. And that's why at this point they're not happy for that with that explanation. So Rabbi Ami is going to try something else. So yeah, and just by the way, it's not just a parallelism; it's more than that. If you look at Rashi for a second, if you look at Rashi on the left side in the skinny lines, so Rashi says, "Ela ki heicha de ishto giso asura ishto nami asura." What's Rabbi Yossi's like logic? Why does Rabbi Yossi argue with the Tanakhama? So he says like this. So it says Rashi, "Ho v'hanu hani nisuin," right? Leposla al baila. Why does Rabbi Yossi think there should be a parallelism between the original guy and the brother-in-law? Why should the halacha be the same in both cases? So he says like this, "Ho v'hani ahanu hani nisuin leposla al baila." Right? What happened? This guy, right? Reuven is married to Rachel, right? And Rachel goes away, and then he goes ahead and he marries, you know, Leah. Well, once he thinks Rachel has died. So now what do we say? Well, Leah, you were with Reuven, right? So what happens? So now you're forbidden to your original husband, Shimon. Right? So that relationship of Reuven to Rachel, whatever it is, Reuven to Leah, was significant enough that you're saying apostles her to her husband, right? So you're calling that a marriage, right? Because the man's not allowed to marry two sisters. That's the whole point, right? So since that nisun was enough, leposla abayla, so then what? Ahanunami liyos chashuva ki ishto. So then, what did you just tell me? That Leah is like what? Was like his wife, right? The isser is to make her your wife. Good, if she's his wife now, then what happens to his wife, the original wife? She's now the wife of his wife, right? Which should make her, the sister of his wife, right? Now he has, right? I just married Leah. And that halacha says, wow, bad enough that the Leah can't go back to her original husband because he married her, right? Okay, you married her. Good. Now you're married to Rachel's sister. You're married to Rachel's sister. Rachel should be forbidden to you too. Right? Point being, if you're going to be machmir on Leah because you're saying she was married to Reuven, so then be machmir on Rachel because Leah was married to Reuven, her sister. Right. So back at Rashi, Hova Hanu Haninitzu Leposla Abayla Hanu Nami Liyos Chashuva Kiishto. So she would like his wife. Veloras Leasras Achosa Alav Mishum Achos Isha Midrabanan. Again, Midrabanan. We should be machmir. Because we say, well, everyone's going to think that he's married to two sisters, right? So that's just in terms of the logic. You know, we're trying to understand just even to fit the words in. But how would the logic fit? So that's Rashi's point. The logic would fit because in that case, or at least with Yossi's logic, what we would be is once we are being machmir in one direction, play it out all the way. And if you play it out all the way, it really should forbid the original woman to her husband as well. Fine. But that's Yossi's point. But nevertheless, the Gemara kind of rejects, that would be Yossi's point, you know, according to the first approach, but the Gemara is going to, you know, the Gemara rejects it because it doesn't really fit, you know, the language doesn't go all the way. Fine. So Rabbi Ami tries a different explanation, what this kosher posel adei acherim posel adei atzmo, etc., is all about. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Arisha. No, so Rabbi Yossi is not talking about the case in our Mishnah that he comes right after. Rather, he's referring to an earlier Mishnah. Reisha doesn't mean doesn't beginning of this Mishnah, but it means an earlier case, an earlier Mishnah. So, and by the way, whenever we're talking about Mishnayos, you know, we have them split into these nice little chunks, you know, the Gemara. But very often, you know, the Gemara will refer right back to an earlier Mishnah as like the Reisha, like just like, you know, it's an earlier conversation. It's all one big conversation in that, you know, parak of the Mishnah. So you know, they're not always split up just exactly the way we have it split up in our Gemara. So anyway, so Amar Rabbi Ami Reisha, it's talking about the following case, the earlier case we had, which was Nisei's Alpi Bezdin Teitzei, right? Upatur Mina Korban. So we talked about the case, the regular case, where the husband goes to Medina Tayam and she told that he died, right? And she tells that he died. So if she gets married by Eid Echad, right, Alpi Bezdin, that allows to get married by way of Eid Echad. So when he comes back, what happens? Sorry, right? He's only Eid Echad. So if you did your research, then great. But if not, then she can't stay married to him. And she has to leave both the new husband and the old husband. And if, again, if she married somebody else by using Eid Echad, but if she got married Alpi Bezdin, which was with two Eidim, so then she leaves the new husband, but she can go back to the original husband, right? And nevertheless, the side point here with the korban, that the bezdin still makes her patur mina korban, though. Fine, even the idecha, but fine. So what was the case? So Amar Abi Arisha, what's the case? Nisi's Alpi bezdin. If she got married by bezdin, meaning bezdin allowed her to get married with one eid that said her husband had passed away, so then Tetze, she has to leave her original husband and her new husband, u patur mina korban. It doesn't have to bring a korban. Alpi edim, if she got married because of two witnesses that said that he had died, so then Tetze, she has to leave her new husband, right? V'chayeves b'korban, but she still has to be in korban. And yafa kocho shal bezdin shepatri mina korban. Fine, but and that we saw the power of bezdin that actually made her patri mina korban, even though she's going to have to leave both husbands. Fine, but nevertheless, v'kamer tanakama lo shna api edim the ish is giso sharya v'lo shna api bezdin the ish is giso asiras. So now we're putting the two cases together a little bit, right? The not just the case of the woman herself, whether she can go back to her husband or not, but what about a similar case, which would be the case of, again, the brother-in-law's wife case, right? The brother-in-law and the wife, you know, the sister and the brother-in-law, that we said it doesn't matter if it was Alpi, you know, let's say the same case, right, of the man whose wife went away, right? She left with the brother-in-law. Bring it back to our original case, our newer case, right? And in that case, we don't, in either case, right? Whether it was Api Edim or it was Api Bezdin, nevertheless, right? Lo Shna Api Edim, the Ashes Giso Sharia, Lo Shna Api Bezdin, the Ashes Giso Asira, nevertheless, in both of those cases, the original man can take his wife back, right? V'ka'amli Rebbe Yossi, let's look for a second. Yeah, look at Rashi. I'm Rabbi Ami. So Rashi is like this. I'm Rabbi Ami. You see where I am? Hi, kol she'eno posel al reishakai. Right? What's referring to the earlier case? The ayri be'eno posel adei acherim. Right? A case where you're not going to posel others. Why? The ayri le'el benises api edim. Right? Then the case where she gets married by way of edim who said that her husband passed away. V'hi mutaris labayla. Right? And she is permitted to go back to her husband. In that case, the Katani Seifa, right? But then the Seifa talks about a different case. V'achakach basa ishto, right? Muteras lachzerlo. If his wife comes back, she's permitted to him, right? Lo shna pi edim sha'amru lo meisi yishtech. So let's just clarify the case. The point being that we're still referring to a case where the wife was the one who left, right? The wife was the one who went away with the brother-in-law, right? But now we're talking about the case of how many Aiden told you that the wife had died, right? When he went ahead and married the sister, right? So the wife went away with the brother-in-law, and he marries. So because he's told that they're told that they both died, and so Reuven goes ahead and marries his sister-in-law, right? Marries her, and then they both come back, right? So but the question being. Was it two witnesses who told him that the wife passed away, or one witness that told him that the witness that the wife had passed away. So the point being, the sefer basically says, then she comes back, and what happens in that case? The original woman, right, is allowed to go back to her husband, okay?
So
she's allowed to go back to her husband, and it doesn't matter. Lo shna pi edim.
Right, but the sister is allowed to go back to the husband if there were two as opposed to one, right?
Correct, so the point is that the halacha referencing, the halacha of the man, this original guy and his wife, is that she's always permitted to come back. Right, it doesn't. We said before, right? We never asked the question that two edim, one edim doesn't make a difference, right? The fact that there's two edim or one edim makes no difference in terms of the original guy and his wife, right? So he went ahead and married the sister-in-law afterwards. Fine, but the bottom line is, in terms of his original wife, she's always allowed to come back to him, no matter how many edim told him that she had died.
It matters for her.
For her, it doesn't matter, right?
No, for him, it doesn't matter.
We're going to see what matters is for the sister-in-law and the brother-in-law, yeah. Right? Lo shna api edim she'amru lo meis ishtech v'la'achos ishto amru meis ba'aleich, right? The eishes giso shar yalach shalabayla, right? If there was two edim, right? So then everyone can go back. Everyone, you know, shalom ha'yisrael, everyone can get back together, right? But lo shna api edechad, the eishes giso asura. Right? If it was two edim, so then everyone can go back. Both wives go back to both husbands, right? But if it's one, but if it's only one witness, right? Then eishes giso asura. Then the second woman, right? The sister-in-law who he married, when her husband returns, it was only eid echad. So she should have made a kid, right? She's the one on the hook now that she didn't do her research, right? And she is forbidden. Nevertheless, ishto sharia. So nevertheless, in that case, who's permitted? The original wife is permitted back to her husband. So there's a lack of parallelism, right, in the case of Eid Echad. If it's Eid Echad that says, was the one who told us that his wife had passed away and the brother-in-law passed away, and then they come back, we now have a lack of parallelism in the sense that the original woman can go back to her husband, but the sister-in-law is forbidden to the brother-in-law. Yes? Okay, good. So that bothers Rabbi Yossi very much, right? Rabbi Yossi doesn't like that. Right, again, not because of like he thinks it's unfair, because of his svar and how the halacha should work. V'ka'amalei Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, "Al pi bezdin." What's acherim and atzmo? Now, okay, now we have to use the language of al pi acherim and al pi atzmo. So Rabbi Yossi says in this case, al pi bezdin. Right, when you're making use of bezdin, the posai de acherim. Right, which passels. Right, which is passeling. Again, it's an eid echad. Which is going to passel the sister-in-law to the brother-in-law in that case, right? Posai de atzmo, right? So then it should also passel the original guy and his wife, okay? I mean, which is, by the way, a better language of posai de acherim. It's like it's by bezdin is passeling you, right? But nevertheless, the point being, if it's api bezdin, which is passeling the brother-in-law to the sister-in-law, so then posai de atzmo, then the original guy and his wife should also be forbidden to each other. Api edim, but if it was two witnesses, the eno posai de acherim, right? Kosha eno posai, that's now I give you both cases, right? Because Rabbi Yossi said two sides. Kosha posai de acherim, posai de asmo. Kosha eno posai de acherim, eno posai de asmo. So what Rabbi Ami is doing, and I think it works so nicely with the language of the Shita, right? It's the language of Rabbi Yossi is when it's posai de acherim, meaning when there's a bezdin involved, that's giving the heter, right? We give the heter for this guy to marry his sister-in-law. So then, and that what ended up happening was that posels the sister-in-law to her brother-in-law, so then pasalai de atzmo, so then the original guy should be forbidden to his wife. But al pi edim, de eno posai de echerim, when it's al pi edim, which is not others, like, you know, pasaling them, and it doesn't pasal the sister-in-law to her brother-in-law, so then eno posai de atzmo. So then, in that case, we shouldn't be forbidding the original guy to his wife either. Okay? And that's where Rabbi Ami wants to understand this case. Fine. So again, it creates a parallelism where the Tanakhama did not have that parallelism in the case. Fine. Fine. So that's Rabbi Ami's approach. So now let's keep going. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says like this. La'olam aseifa. Really, it's referring to the later case. Okay? And this base, we're just going to read the Gemara as it says it. We're not read the parentheses. And it's a big discussion in the Rishonim, which which line you read it, don't read it, but we're going to read it as the Gemara has it, meaning with the parentheses there to get rid of those words, and then just read it, the words after the base here. So, Yisra Nafka Amar La'olam Asefa, Hada Azle Arusoso Vigiso, Hada Azle Ishto Vigiso. And this should be familiar to us from before also, right? We're going to make it this. What's the distinction? It depends on the case, depends on what the case was. Was it that, again, it's all the same case. And the question is going to be, was the guy whose wife leaves, right, with the brother-in-law, when his wife leaves, was she mu'reses to him only, they only did the kiddushin, or was she nises to him, that had already also done nisu? Right? And the issue that's going to come up is, will people maybe think, right, that the kiddushin was done al tanai, in which case the second marriage, we have to consider like a real marriage, and if the second marriage is considered like a real marriage, what does he have to do? He has to divorce the second woman, right? We mentioned this before, right? So that if the case is, if there's the havamina, right? If it's only a date, it was only a kiddushin, the original relationship was only a kiddushin, so then when he goes ahead, and that was when he married Leah, and now he goes ahead, Rachel, the original wife, and he goes ahead and marry Leah, he goes ahead to marry Leah afterwards, thinking that Rachel has died, right? And he marries Leah, so then what's going to happen? And then what happens? No, they really didn't die. Oh, great. So you say, everything's great. Let him just come back. And it says, you can't do that. Why? Because in the situation of Kiddushin, what's going to happen? Well, people say, oh, there was only Kiddushin. It must have been a Kiddushin al tanai. And it was a Kiddushin that was conditional. And then what? It must be the second marriage was real. Right? And then he goes back to the first wife. People are like, what's going on here? Right? So what do? We require a get. Once we require a get to the second woman, now his first wife is Achos Rushoso. And she's right. So that's going to make this consideration here. So take a look. So the case is Hada Azi Arusoso Vigiso, Hada Azi Ishto Vigiso. Right? What is it? The brother-in-law and the Mikudesh's wife, or the brother-in-law and the Nise's wife. Right? Vika Amar Tanakama, and the Tanakama said like this: Lo Shna Ishto Vigisto, Velo Shna Arusoso Vigiso, Eishes Giso Asira, Vishto Sharya. Right? We don't care. Tanakama says I don't care what the case is. No matter what. The wife, the brother-in-law, and the sister-in-law are forbidden to each other, and this man's original wife is permitted to him. Rabbi Yossi, not so fast. Rabbi Yossi said, I don't like that. Ishto v'giso, when she's mamish married to him, nisuin, and the brother-in-law, and the two of them went away, and then they come back. The lake lameimar tano havalibi nisuin. In that case, I can't say there's a tanai in the nisuin. Right? No one's going to say that. De eno posai de acher, in which case, she's fully his wife, and we're not nervous what people are going to say, etc. So in that case, we don't passel the original woman to her husband. So then Anil posai de atzmo. So then says Rabbi, make it consistent and don't passel the sister-in-law to the brother-in-law either. But arusoso v'giso de ikala meimar teno havalei b'kiddushin. But if it's just a case of kiddushin, and now people are going to say, oh, maybe it was a tanai, etc., which leads to oposai de acherim, right? In which case you forbid even the original wife to her husband because of that concern, right? Aposai de atzmo. Sorry, would you pass the sister-in-law to her husband, so then af posay de asma, you pass him also. So that's where you have Rav Yitzchak Nafka reads the case. And Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. So that's a very helpful phrase, right? And Rav Yehuda says, in Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. In one, which Rav Yossi, right? Which explanation of Rav Yossi. Fine. So, but halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Okay. That it's got to be a parallelism in those cases. Okay. So Maskis la Rav Yosef. So Yosef says back, "Umi Amr Shmuel Hachi." Does Shmuel really say the halacha of Rabbi Yosi? Right? Va'idmar. But what about the following case? Yevama Rav Amar Harehi Keishes Ish. UShmuel Amar Ena Keishes Ish. So Rav, the case of Yevama, Rav said that Yevama is like an Eishes Ish. Right? She's like supposed to marry the Yavam. Right? She's like an Eishes Ish. I can presume if she marries somebody other than the Yavam. Right? And Shmuel said, she's not like an Eishes Ish, not the same as Eishes Ish. V'am Rav Huna, and what do you mean she's like Eishes Ish, for what's the case? V'am Rav Huna kagon shekidesh achiv es ha'isha. The case is that his brother went ahead and did kiddushin with a woman. V'halach lolam d'yisam, and then he left. Right? V'shama shameis achiv, and then the guy. So again, Reuven marries a woman. And does kiddushin. Right? And then he leaves. He goes to Medina Sayyam. And we hear that he died. Right, v'amad v'nasas ishto. So he gets up. The brother gets up and marries Reuven's wife because he passed away. Right, the Rav Amar harehi ke'eshes ish v'asru liyabam. Right, and now Rav's going to say in that case, it's like marrying an eshes ish. Okay, the point is that he shows up again. right? When the guy comes back. So it's like he was Eish Zish, and she now becomes forbidden to the Yavam. Shmuel Amar, ain't like Eish Zish, Vishayar Lein. Shmuel says, no, she's not going to Eish Zish, and she's permitted. She's permitted to go back. So the point being, if she says that Shmuel passes that she is not going to Eish Zish, sorry, explain the case here, but maybe we'll have to pick it up next time. I want to make sure we say it correctly, because I could say it fast, and we're not going to say it totally correct. So let's stop here. We'll stop here. And next week, we'll pick up just from this case to make sure we say it out totally correct.